My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's not a bad thing to be unique. It's not a bad thing to be different. It's not a bad thing to be comfortable with yourself, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so f***ing obsessed and so driven to get there, and that's what it takes. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? What's wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen. Yeah.
You're crazy until you're successful, then you're a genius. For a lot of people, when you know you're grinding as a small channel, people think you're too obsessed. You're a weirdo. Stop only making videos. Like, get a life. Be realistic. People will convince you you're out of your mind for wanting to do this. But then once you're successful, they're like, yo, your drive, your tenacity was great. But it's like, yeah, well, where was that back then? You know what I mean? I didn't get that when I was a small channel.
It's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a f***ing genius.
You must try things that may not work. And you must not let anyone define your limits because of where you come from. Your only limit is your soul. What I say is true. Anyone can cook, but only the fearless can be great.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything. You will believe in yourself.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods. And the nights will flame with fire. All the way.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
That's not normal. Because we don't want to be normal. Normality is what weak people call living. I call it death.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. Missus says stay in bed. It's comfy. It's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
Be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect the later to be the person you want to look in the mirror. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life, ain't gonna be anything different. Belief, when you turn around, you're gonna see something that put a smile on your face. It's gonna make you turn around the next day for action.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Brand belief in the productivity. Otherwise, why are you in here, man? You're in here to grow what? What are you here for? Think, guys. Think of where you want to be before you start what it is now. It's too hard, man. The journey's too hard. You guys, start trying to follow someone else's path to success. You guys are dazed and confused. You must travel your individual path to success. Someone else's path's already been done. It's time for you to incorporate what you believe in. Make your own path.
Everybody wants to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
Let me tell you about a voice. Not this voice, but the one inside. The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not. When to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Tells me who my real friends are. When to say yes. When to say no. Whether the person sitting next to me is the one I'll be spending the rest of my life with. Or not. Sometimes that voice is crystal clear. Go. Stay. Right. Wrong. Sometimes it merely whispers. Don't let it drown in a noisy world, because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Everybody has one. Few listen to it.
What is it with the kids and everybody these days spending so much time trying to convince every single person that they know that they're going to be what it is they say they're going to be? Look, here's the truth. This is the reality, okay? Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it, all right? The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim of those, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get ballsier. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. You got to go into the work. You got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. The strength and fighting and resistance, it does not only make the muscle grow, but it makes also your head grow, makes you a stronger person. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods. All of that stuff, don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
When you're in the car, turn off that fucking radio. Be in your thoughts. Ask yourself, why is it that you do what you do? Ask yourself, why do you wake up in the morning and do what you do? Why is it that you pursue the goals and the dreams that you pursue? Have these conversations. Be comfortable in your own skin. If you're uncomfortable, ask yourself, why is it that you're experiencing these things? Ask, why is it that you are in a situation where you don't like to be by yourself? Because if you are with yourself, it doesn't mean you have to be lonely. You don't need other people. Because when you're on your deathbed, rude, nobody's going to be there. It's just you, yourself, figuring out, did I live a successful life? Mm. Did I do what I say I was going to do? You can't point fingers. You can't say, oh, because this person said this or this person said that. No, 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 no. You're fully accountable for your life. And when it's all said and done, it's all up to you. So why not live that way?
I say pay the price today so you can pay any price tomorrow. Mm. And the winners all say this, man. Discipline, man, over motivation.
Explain
discipline,
that.
Discipline, man. Show up. Show up. Show up when your eyes are bleeding. Show up when you don't want to show up. Show up when it hurts. Show up when you're winning. Show up again. You know, show up when you're 50 points ahead and put another 7 points on the board.
Just keep laying it on them.
Keep crushing so that you know, okay, I can crush everything. And there's no slow in me. There's no stop in me. You're like, it's not for the public, right? It's not to be me.
Be impatient towards the good things. Be impatient towards doing the good things every single day. Be impatient towards waking up and going to the gym. Be impatient to get on your sales calls and close those clients. Be impatient to pick up that book and read. Instead of being impatient about the results, be impatient about the input. Because you can't control the output. You can control how many seeds you plant. You can't figure out which seed is going to grow and how many apples are going to come from that apple tree. You can't control that. You can't control the day you're going to become a millionaire. If you say, I'm going to become a millionaire in 1 year, good luck, fucker, because if that year rolls around and you're not a millionaire, you're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel unsuccessful. But if you're like, my success is determined by my input and not my output, dude, be impatient as a motherfucker. Getting that input, grinding, understanding that money, success is a lagging indicator. So hustle, do what you have to do on the input, and then let by natural law, which is a principle that applies to the universe, right? Action causes reaction, input causes output. Focus on what you can control, be impatient about becoming great, and the rest will play out.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains, you can make decisions, you can study the plan, you can change your life, you can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them. You cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with. When people copy, they copy the wrong stuff because they don't know why it worked to begin with. And when it breaks, they don't know how to fix it because they didn't build it. So don't sweat it. Copycats will always be behind.
You're being a to yourself, man. Not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I got time to worry about your monkey ass. I ain't got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffer. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. It makes you grow up.
This is all about the quitting mind. So what's the quitting mind? So let's say it's day one of a job interview. We all know what that feels like. You have your clothes laid out. You got your food ready to go in the morning. You've been preparing for weeks and weeks and weeks. You show up and you bring your best self. You get the job. Merry Christmas. All right. After a couple months, you start showing up to work a little later. You don't look as good. Your clothes aren't laid out. Your breakfast isn't ready. Your mind's getting softer. We do that with everything in life. When New Year's coming up, guess what? Don't have a f***ing quitting mind. Repetition every day. Stay hard.
You see that look right there? Don't ever let a man see you like that. Because you give him the power over you. If you got to take an L, you take it with your head up, chest out, like a man.
Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
There's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this. And let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat, or on the feet. That's my life: sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing, and then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
People don't see that. People will never understand that. To be success,
You know, all they think about, well, he batted 202, you know, and he struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there and the learning curve and the passion was there that has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. To me, that's more gratifying than anything, you know. So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it.
When this goes online or whatever it is, it really matters, and it like really doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, the people who are sparked by it and the people who are like offended by it. It doesn't fucking matter. Fuck you, you know, like, because it's about motivating the doers.
We're not on the stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, we'll never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. To have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You want to be great? You want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do? You could be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. When people don't understand you anymore, you've arrived.
If you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are.
You're crazy until you're successful. Then you're a genius. I think for a lot of people, when you know you're grinding as a small channel, people think you're too obsessed, you're a weirdo, stop only making videos, like get a life, be realistic. You're, you know, I mean, people will convince you you're out of your mind for wanting to do this, but then once you're successful, they're like, yo, your drive, your tenacity was great. But it's like, yeah, well, where was that back then? You know what I mean? I didn't get that when I was a small channel.
It's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? Once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now, your delusion becomes, oh, he was a fucking genius.
Tell you, the harder and harder you work in here, the harder and harder it becomes to accept failure out there. Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off, or taking the time to get ahead. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can come that. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and, you know, and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle, because they know they're going to lose.
How do you want to look in the mirror? Every single morning, do you want a positive reinforcement or do you want a negative one about your day? How do you want people to see you?
A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms.
because it makes me just like, what if?
Sometimes you just got to say things just for what they are. Just for what they are. Passion, passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like because that's all about you. Effort, effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. And when you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's found through fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles. Blocking, tackling, until they get tired. Because you don't know what tired feels like.
Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
Don't put on the show. Freaking win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. Don't put on the show. You freaking win the game. You don't put on the show. You win.
Don't let him get your hand. Don't let him take this from me.
And you go in there and you kick his ass, you hear me?
You stop being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. Like a big shadow.
Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Say blackjack, Vinny. This is it. This is it.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah?
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life. Let me tell you something you already know. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Anger is your biggest tool. Fighting angry, that drains you twice as fast. Yeah, the guy in the ring is your enemy, but make his mistakes be his destruction.
Now go out there and show me how you do things. Show me how you live. Show me how you fight.
Because I want to be great.
And you're not.
I want to be one of the greats.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about?
I want you to understand the difference between a risk and a gamble. This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
You see that man right there? Do you remember him? You gotta block out everything and be in the moment. Not the past, not the future, right now.
You have control of this. This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
Don't let this man control you. Don't let him control you.
You got to get real dogish. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed.
Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
You have to learn how to fail. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years because I'll lose that time.
The mud consumed each man till there was nothing visible but our heads. The instructors told us we could leave the mud if only five men would quit. Only five men, just five men, and we could get out of the oppressive cold. Looking around the mud flat, it was apparent that some students were about to give up. It was still over 8 hours till the sun came up. Eight more hours of bone-chilling cold. The chattering teeth and the shivering moans of the trainees were so loud, it was hard to hear anything. And then one voice began to echo through the night. One voice raised in song. One voice became two, and two became three, and before long, everyone in the class was singing. The instructors threatened us with more time in the mud if we kept up the singing, but the singing persisted. And somehow the mud seemed a little warmer, and the wind a little tamer, and the dawn not so far away. If I have learned anything in my time traveling the world, it is the power of hope. The power of one person.
Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. No results, I'm a little bit better. Work. Boom.
Just got paid.
I just got paid. And it looks like overnight success.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. It happened in here. No, bro. It doesn't.
The truth in front of you is it sucks. It's painful. It's fucking mind-numbing. Because this is what it takes. Creating another voice and sometimes going at it alone. All the time going at it alone because no one's going to believe in you. And that's that.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with two times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
I love this game. I live this game. And there's a thousand other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you want to do for the rest of your life. And once you figure that out, you wake up every day and you work toward it. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you want to do, and you wake up every day and work toward it.
When I seen that Bentley at the boxing gym, and I seen that diamond Rolex, I said, I want that. And I knew what it took. So I know when my opponent is asleep, I'm out there at 4 or 5 in the morning, chopping trees, working, to this day. Because I can retire today. I'm well off, very comfortable. But I got the will to win.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
Embrace the process. And then by the time you get up in years, you can be a man that you're proud of. Okay? So this is just an encouragement to just chill out. Just chill out. Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne, what process? Life.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
He believed in himself, and you can too. You can do anything that you want. You can get singing lessons, get a better job, make more money. You could be even like rich. You could live in the White House someday. You could be president. Do what you want to do. It's not up to other people. It's up to you.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. There's pretty much nothing that you could say that you've went through that I haven't went through, and I'm still here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity party. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. Get in shape. Get off the pity party.
What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? If you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you could not fail, what one thing would you set as a goal for yourself? What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? What is really important to you?
75 years. That's how much time you get if you're lucky. 75 years. 75 winters, 75 springtimes, 75 summers, and 75 autumns. When you look at it like that, it's not a lot of time, is it? Don't waste them. Get your head out of the rat race and forget about the superficial things that preoccupy your existence and get back to what's important now. Right now, this very second.
You know, if every time someone asks you a question, you try to say the right answer, your entire life is a test. And when did you have the most anxiety in grammar school and high school?
No question.
On test day.
No question.
So your entire life become this test. I ain't trying to say the right answer. I am just doing what I feel. My mama said trying is failing. There is no ifs, woulds, coulds, shoulds. It just is. And we just are.
I would say ask her out. No matter who she is, whether she's a job or a new city, an opportunity or a fear. or a actual person. Whatever she is, man, ask her out.
Go out there and make something of yourself, for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. Stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight. That might make life worth living. It's like, yeah, it might. So why don't you go do it?
The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great. People in this world shun people for being great, for being a bright color, for standing out. But the time is now to be okay to be the greatest you.
You and I are capable of doing whatever we can see. We can hold it in our head. We can hold it in our hand. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more. Hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today. You're going to figure it out.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world. Try not to bash into the walls too much. Try to have a nice family life. Have fun. Save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. Is to shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it, versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it.
What do you really, really want from your life? If you had no limitations, if you had all the money and all the time and all the talents and all the abilities, if you could do or be or have anything, what would you really want in your life?
Yeah, there comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're fucking to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it. Get success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. Get success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive.
Don't give up. If times are hard, good things nor bad things last forever. But most generally, we are in control of our own destiny.
It is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could, because you're more powerful than you think. Way more powerful than you think. I mean, God only knows what you are in the final analysis. You're blind to your own weaknesses, but you're also blind to your own strengths. It's like, how far could you take that if you stopped wasting time and if you stopped lying and if you oriented yourself to the highest possible good that you could conceive of and you committed to that? How much good could you do? Well, I would say, why don't you find out?
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be.
superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they're willing to work their fucking ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room. That's what got them there, and it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up. But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going, because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man.
I had a difficult childhood, but there's no excuse for people not being able to do what they want to do. You can do anything that you want to do.
What do you really, really want from your life? If you had no limitations, if you had all the money and all the time and all the talents and all the abilities, if you could do or be or have anything, what would you really want in your life?
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
You're the backbone of this country. You're the backbone of the world. I don't care if you're in Asia, Africa, Korea, Japan. I don't care where you are, the United States. You are the leaders, the future leaders of this world.
Happen. In life, folks, you cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big fucking long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this shit. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list. And I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. As soon as these things line up, I'm going to live my life. Man, I'm so guilty of that. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is,
who? 10 years from now, you will surely arrive. And the question is, where? So to answer the question of where you want to arrive and the kind of person you want to be, you've got to get serious.
You think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, there is no tomorrow, from Rocky III. You know, there is no tomorrow. Fuck that shit. Let's get all this shit done today.
Well, someday ain't a day of the week. You know, there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look on your calendar. Someday's not on there. So you got to say, okay, I'm going to take this small step by here, this small step by there, this small step by there. And then pretty soon, you know, we don't leap tall buildings in a single bound. We take it a floor at a time.
Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So just a mentality, really. Aspirations come from people that do amazing things, but they're really ordinary people just waking up every day doing it, doing the little things that other people aren't doing. So
every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. I do it now, do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command, do it now, do it now, do it now.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
For you to look back on that week with pride. Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
When you were born, you are a phenomenon. You are unique. Your DNA has never occurred in the history of the universe, going back billions of years. It will never occur in the future. Your life experiences with your parents and everything that you experience in your early years going on up is unique. It's yours. You are one of a kind, right? So that is your source of power. To waste that is just the worst thing you can do in your life. And what the power is finding that uniqueness. What makes you you? And how you can mine that, and how you can go deep into it and use that to create a career path.
So just go and do it, try, learn from it. You'll fail at some things. That's a learning experience that you need so that you can take that on to the next experience. And don't let people who you may respect and who you believe know what they're talking about, don't let them tell you it can't be done. Because often they will tell you it can't be done. And it's just because they don't have the courage to try it.
What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? What if I told you you'd die this week? Would you complain about your crap job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it. You would go much higher level thinking. If you're not pumped right now, if you're begrudging what you're about to do, if you're not looking forward to it, look, we're living in a world where there's so much more opportunity. Please take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. Recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
There'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other. You control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is. right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks, but you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway, right? So it's really pointless to sit here and debate or have doubt or this, that, and the other. You train as hard as you can, and you step out there and you let it flow.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide, fuck clubs, fuck partying, fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly. Stop running around here trying to live up to the hype, homie.
Hey, now you guys are sitting there, and to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step. But there is one thing harder than that, my friends. It's later in life. As you look back on your life, the windows of opportunity has closed. Your ability is no longer present. And you think back and you could have been great. Right now, you had the ability to never have that debate inside your head. That's the debate you can never win.
I don't know what dream you have, but I can guarantee you that there's somebody in the hospital right now praying, begging God to have the opportunity that you have right now. Don't blow it. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric. It is time to go from being counted out to being counted on.
An hour lost today is an hour lost forever.
In life, there's no timeout. You can't raise your hand and stop the clock. It doesn't happen. So instead, I recommend you learn how to flip that switch when you face something that is overwhelming or challenging. You flip that switch that says, go time.
You don't have forever. Stop acting like it.
That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
God told me to tell you, don't pray no more. You don't need to pray. I gave you life. It's precious. You're the one playing with it. You're the one taking it for granted. You getting up late. You got attitude. You don't feel it. I gave you breath. Use it.
Get there early, man. You got all this stuff you want to do, and you never say you got enough time. But get there early. No one's there. No one's doing anything in the morning.
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was Let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So let's just play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big, long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up, and you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down, and I'm next in line, David Goggins. I see my name, and I see all this. God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
You've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can mold it.
When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
To all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Thank you to the critics. Thank you.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all f***ed up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the f***ing window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not
take a chance. At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
I asked the question, why not you? And now here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. Take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
Eventually, you are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.